Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from Radio Row right here in New Orleans. Kyle Quinn back in the studio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, fellas, speaking to the fellas now, y'all coming down here to Louisiana, be careful. You're not that attractive. If a young lady's trying to talk to you like that, it's probably a setup. So just be – I'm serious.
Are you trying to help people avoid
the
trap?
Yeah, because it's – listen. The city is starting to jump. I was out past my bedtime last night.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I mean, listen, I ain't going to lie. I think I'm attractive, but I know I ain't that attractive. Well, you know, you got a bunch of young cats coming up to you wanting to hang. Dog, I'm like, hold up. Nah, I'm cool. You know what I mean? I think I'm a good-looking dude, but I ain't that good-looking. So, yeah, just be careful down here, fellas. They out.
How about that? Giving us a few drops to start the show. It's the good-looking stuff. All right, welcome in. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I feel like we've turned the corner now. First couple of days we were here, and we were getting into the spirit of the game, talking about the referees and talking about, you know, just like the feeling to start the week, whether it be confident, nervous, or how much they're going to win by or whatever. But, Hugh, now that we're on a Wednesday, right, and it is getting packed down here.
It's starting to – trash talk is starting to chirp. It's starting to ramp up a little bit.
Yeah, it's starting to get real now. And Hugh, the reality is we got a game on Sunday, and the biggest game of these guys' lives, especially for Jalen Hurts, who's coming into the game off a good game, right? Jalen Hurts played – excellent against the Washington Commanders. But, Hugh, now he's got to up it again. He's got to do it again, and this time against the Chiefs and Mahomes and Reed and Steve Spagnuolo. And when I think about this game and I think about how the Eagles can win this game, and look, I said last week they should be the favorite in the game, and I think they're the better overall team. But I believe the Eagles need Jalen Hurts to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday. Now, I'm not saying he's better than Mahomes even if he outplays him, right? That's a resume thing. That's a career thing. But we've seen this before. Sometimes the second-best quarterback in the game could be the best quarterback in the game. I mean, Nick Foles did it to Tom Brady. Nick Foles was amazing that night. You can go back and find these moments in NFL history where the second-best quarterback in the game outplays the number one quarterback. Hugh, I think the Eagles need Jalen Hurts to be better than Patrick Mahomes on Sunday. And I don't mean that means he has to throw for 500 yards, but I just mean down-to-down, play-to-play, he needs to outplay him for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. Hugh, does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday?
You know what, Joe, allow me to long talk
okay,
just a little bit,
it.
Man, because I was thinking about we were workshopping this topic. I got to thinking about it. And I'm going to try to explain it in a way where it's – I'm going to give you the yes or no, but it's going to take me a little while to get there.
Long talking.
So allow me
– pull up a chair, everyone.
A little moment for the fireside chat with Hugh Douglas. I look at it like this, man. Jalen Hurts, to me, does not have to do anything – that he hasn't shown us in the last couple of weeks. And I feel like when you talk about, you know, outplaying Patrick Mahomes, there's no secret. Talking to some friends of mine last night, some old players, you know, the old heads got together. And the consensus is when you talk about better coach quarterback combination, there's no secret. That's Big Red and Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
What I need Jalen to do is go out there and be as efficient as he has been in the past, and I need him to put the balls in the hands of the playmakers when they need to be made, plays need to be made. I don't need him to do anything else. Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes, and we've seen the magic that he's had over the last few years. I don't need Jalen going out there and making it about him and Patrick Mahomes, because when you say that, that's what it kind of sounds like to me, that all of a sudden it's not about the talent that we've amassed. It's not about us having a better roster. It's about you against me, and that's not what it's about. Let that defense do what they do. Let that defense go out there and be the number one defense in the NFL that they've been. What you need to do is figure out a way to get Saquon Barkley the ball and allow that passing game to do what that passing game has the ability to do, especially when you know that Steve Spagnuolo, is going to commit so many resources to stopping that run. Mm. Because that's the tip of the spear right there, Joe. That run game is what's going to make it go. And if we stay within ourselves and the quarterback doesn't feel like he has to be Superman and things like that, we should win this football game.
215-592-9494. It's interesting you mentioned the Saquon thing, because now as we go to this game, the question is, could Saquon run like normal, or are the Chiefs going to allocate all their resources to stop at Saquon, and they're going to make Jalen beat them? Nick Wright recently talking about this and how the Chiefs are kind of set up to make Jalen have to win this football game. Here's Wright.
One thing that I will say is this. Saquon Barkley is not going to destroy the Chiefs. They are too well coached. They are too good at tackling. I think he'll be – I'm not saying they're going to shut him down.
Yeah, yeah.
What I can tell you is – what Saquon Barkley has done to everyone, that will not happen against the Chiefs.
I agree with him on that. Look, do I think Saquon's going to run well? Yeah. Do I think he'll get over 100 yards? Most likely. Do I think he'll score a touchdown? He probably will. He's a great player having an incredible season. But I think when push comes to shove, like last year McCaffrey had a good game, but push came to shove, Purdy had to deliver a pass, and he couldn't do it. He got tripped up by the blitz. And I think this time we're going to have a similar game where Jalen's going to have to outplay and be the best quarterback on the field and outplay Patrick Mahomes. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts how he feels he's grown from the last time he was in this game.
2 years since your last Super Bowl appearance, what's different about yourself now from 2 years ago?
Just the growth and the time. You know, there's always, I mean, every day there's a new lesson and learning opportunity in every day. And thinking about all the games we've played since then, all the moments we've had, all the opportunities we've had, just being a more mature person, growing, better leader, all of these things that I've been able to push myself and push the threshold of my whole entire career.
So look, Hugh, I think he is more equipped for this game now, right? Because he's had the experience of the first game.
Mm-hmm.
And he played well last time. We could be real about it. He did play well last time.
Yeah, he would have, if we'd have won, he'd been an MVP.
Unfortunately, he had a big mistake. I mean, those kind of big mistakes,
killed him.
It kills you in big games. He can't have that this time. 215-592-9494. Before we go to the lines, take Kyle's take on this. I went back. So you long talked, and I went and workshop something here, okay?
Workshop, Joe?
Well, I went back and looked. So Mahomes in his playoff career is 17-3.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, let's go back and look at the three losses. The three times Mahomes has lost in the playoffs, and it's very rare, obviously. What happened? How did it happen?
One of them was against the GOAT, though. Well,
Two of them were against the GOAT. His first AFC Championship game, the Patriots beat the Chiefs.
Okay.
Then he lost to him in the Super Bowl a few years later when Tom went to Tampa. And then a couple years after that, he lost to Burrow in the AFC title game. So it's two Bradys and a Burrow.
Two Bradys and a Burrow.
How did they beat Patrick Mahomes? And here is what stood out to me. In all the games, you can make a case they outplayed him. Now, he had some more yards in a couple of the games, but let's start with the first one. Tom Brady, AFC Championship game, the first time Mahomes lost. Brady attempted 46 passes in the game, and in overtime, he got the ball and went right down the field and scored. The next time Mahomes lost, it was to Brady in the Super Bowl. Brady was 21-29, three touchdowns, no picks, no turnovers. Mahomes had two turnovers in that game. And then the last playoff loss was Burrow in the title game a couple years ago. And Joe Burrow, I thought in the second half, totally outplayed him. Mahomes had a pick at the end in the beginning overtime. He took two sacks in a regulation. Like, when he loses, Hugh, the other quarterback outplays him. And one quick thing, 38 attempts for Burrow, 29 attempts for Brady, 46 for Brady. There's not many, like, 21 or 25s in there.
Give me that stat line from that first game. What did you say? How many turnovers did Patrick Mahomes have in that first game?
So the first game he had zero, but in the Super Bowl he had two, and in the title game he had two.
You know what sticks out to me in both of those losses? The turnover game. Like, and I understand when you talk about the quarterback, when you talk about Tom Brady and playing against Tom Brady, that's a separate conversation. That's one that you have where you say, well, hell, he's playing against the GOAT. Joe Burrow, you know, he was in that conversation to being one of the better quarterbacks. But you know what jumps out to me when you give me those stats? The turnovers.
Mahomes' turnovers.
Key. That's the key, Joe. You don't have to. See, we've gotten to the point as fans where we look at the quarterback. And again, I've said this all week. He's going to have to make plays. But the biggest thing in this game, Joe, is not turning the ball over, not making those mistakes. If Jalen goes out, and this is why I say I don't feel like he needs to do anything that he hasn't done before. He needs to go out and allow this team to be what this team is. You have a lot of talent around you, man. Don't put that undue pressure on you to go out here and do this, that, and third. Yeah. Stay within the offense. Stay with in front of the chains. And do it that way. It's going to be tough sledding running football, but you got to stay committed to the run, man. You can't be that team that when the running is tough sledding early on, you abandon the run. That's what's going to keep you in this game. There's going to be opportunities to be made in the passing game, and you have to make those. That's on the receivers more so than anything, because we have two receivers that are good at yards after the catch. Mm-hmm. So make sure whatever you do, when you throw them the football, give them the chance to make something out of that. You play within in the realm of yourself and do all of those things, it's going to be that, but it's going to look like it's so much more because he's the guy pulling the trigger. The one thing that Jalen has done great this year, he's done a tremendous job of putting this team in position to be successful. You know, and I know that's something that a lot of people don't see, and they it's hard to see because we're so caught up in the stats and everything else. But the bottom line is he's done a lot to put this team in the position that they're in.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday? Hugh doesn't think he does, more like what he's done a lot of the year. I think he does. I go back to the three times Mahomes lost in the playoffs, and all of them I could feel like at the end of the game I say, the other quarterback got him that day. He outplayed him that day. Especially the last Mahomes playoff loss was to Burrow in the title game 3 years ago. And Mahomes took sacks at the end. He got picked at the end. And Burrow
played better at the end. Pressure and turnovers.
And the end of the game. Because, you know, I'm sure a lot of our callers today, Hugh, are going to say, well, last time Jalen was better. Like, statistically, last time Jalen was better. But in the second half of that game last time, Mahomes didn't miss. I mean, I think it was like 11-12 or 13-14.
That's going to be it, Joe. It's going
to
be
to the end.
It's going to be a stream or a series where it's just going to be money plays.
That's the Super Bowl game.
It's going to be money plays. It's going to be a back and forth affair.
And last year, Purdy wasn't bad, but he didn't make the money plays.
No, he didn't make the money plays, and that's what it is. And again, you could the Super Bowl. I know we all talk about all year long how, you know, one play doesn't make the end of a game or anything. All those rules don't apply to this game, because in this game, it's going to be those one or two key plays at that key moment that could potentially be a backbreaker.
Yeah, there's no question. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday for the Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl? Kyle, back in Philadelphia. Kyle, what are you feeling as we continue looking forward to the Super Bowl? And now it's time to have a little Jalen Hurts conversation here.
Yeah, so I don't necessarily think it's imperative for Jalen Hurts to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday. Like, I just don't look at the Chiefs as very imposing offensively this season at all. I know that they finally scored 32 points, but that was against like a Buffalo Bills defense that has been mid to not great this entire season. So not overly impressed by that. It doesn't really feel to me like the offense is turning a corner in a big way to where we need to like out-duel the Chiefs in any way. Like, 2 years ago, you can make the argument that Hurts did outplay Patrick Mahomes, and we lost because the rest of the team, specifically the defense, wasn't as good as it is this time. So, I mean, last time, it feels to me like that's what the game required. Like, Jalen Hurts had to go out there and be the best version that he could possibly be if the Eagles were going to win the game, and they still didn't. I don't think that's required this time. I mean, guys, this feels like another ride the D game. We're riding the D.
I was not ready for that.
On radio, you really did it on Radio Row.
I was not ready for that.
Everyone looking at us as they could hear us. So I get that.
We'd be loud and boisterous on Radio Row. I'm embracing it now. I don't give a damn.
So that's all great. And Kyle, you're right about that. And Hugh, you brought this up a lot this year.
Yes.
We are. We're very loud.
We're very loud.
The Chiefs offense this year wasn't the typical Chiefs offense.
No,
Mahomes wasn't his typical regular season self. But there's something different about these huge games. Andy Reid and Mahomes have 2 weeks to prepare. I know Fangio's defense is excellent. The Eagles' defense is excellent. I mean, I think I asked you this last week against the Commanders. How many points do you think the Eagles need to win this game Sunday? What's the number that comes to your head?
I think I was somewhere with 28?
I have 27 as well.
Yeah, all right, I'm with you guys. 20, upper 20s.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be a high-scoring game.
But upper 20s is pretty high-scoring.
Mistakes. Well, I guess if you put it like mistakes, Joe. Mistakes.
I just – I think of it like this, and people might not like this comparison because they don't want to give Mahomes credit this week. I think of it like the finals when I was a kid watching Michael Jordan. He played some great players. But Charles Barkley was great in the 93 finals, and other guys had great finals against him. They weren't better than him. Like if you're going to beat Michael Jordan, you got to outplay him. Charles Barkley was great in the 93 finals. He didn't outplay him. He was a notch below Michael. If we go into this game, we're like, Jalen doesn't have to outplay Mahomes. I don't think we're going
to
win.
No, I feel Jalen has to play well. Jalen doesn't have to be extraordinary. We have a talented team. Then what's the purpose of having the team that we've amassed?
How you slay the giant, the team and the quarterback.
Joe, when I look at, like everybody's raving about Jalen's performance last week.
He was very good. Very good.
That's great, but he did what he had to do. It wasn't spectacular. It wasn't like jaw dropping.
Well, compared to the week before, it was.
Yeah, I understand that. But if Jalen gives us that, that's good enough. That's the point that I'm making. If he gives us that, that's good enough.
I would agree with that. If he plays like he did last
week. Because, man, listen, I'm gonna tell you, Saquon's gonna be juiced it up. He's ready to roll.
It's his birthday.
It's on his birthday, man. You don't understand, and I try to explain it to folks every day how rejuvenated this man is. So much so that I'm sitting here talking to some of the old heads last night. We're talking about Saquon and his contribution to this team and how this does not have stories like this one.
Yeah.
They don't happen in the NFL every day.
It is rare, especially at that position.
In the NFL every day. And I feel bullish about, I feel like he's going to close this out. You don't get all this way, man. You do not get all this way. And then have the story end in a way that we don't want it to end. It just don't work like that.
We got to finish
it. Fairy tales don't work like that, Joe. Origin stories don't work like that. That's not how the origin. Since we're talking about origin stories, you know, Black Gritty's still mad because I got that chicken.
Yeah.
And didn't give him none. But he weighed in Philadelphia.
I mean, what are you going to do?
This is how he got to finish out this origin story, man. This is Saquon Barkley's superhero origin story.
215-592-9494. Do the Eagles need Jalen Hurts to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday? Yes. Mahomes has lost 3 playoff games since he got in the NFL. And in all of them, the other quarterback outshined him in the biggest moments. That's what we need on Sunday. I watched Nick Foles do this. This is the reason there is a championship here in Philadelphia. Nick Foles outplayed Tom Brady. I know Brady had more passing yards, but Nick Foles at the end hit Ertz for the touchdown, and Tom Brady at the end got strip sacked. He outplayed him that night. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Hump Day!
Chris, we're almost on the other side of this thing. We're getting close. You ready to go home?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, we got one more night here. Go ahead, Chris.
Man, I can smell it. Hugh.
Not
hey,
the guy I used to
brother,
be.
Don't worry, man. All is right in the world, okay?
You stayed up past his bedtime, and he was dragging
that,
this morning.
That guy used to be.
We're walking here. I don't know if he's going to make it.
But
go
it's
ahead,
okay. Everything's good. Hugh is – I had to go on the wrong side of things yesterday and immediately realize things when I agreed with Joe.
It might be.
So I'm back to the right side of things. Joe is just dead wrong here. Joe, I don't know if you know this, but we're talking about a football game, not basketball. Just want to make sure you were aware.
Yeah, but late in games, the quarterback is like the star in the NBA. They got to make the play.
What do you call it? Michael Jordan. He got to get his Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm. So we don't need Jalen to be the best quarterback. How has this team won? We win by Quadzilla running the ball. Guys, Hugh, you just touch on this. We have a running back that is about to break the NFL single-season rushing record with 30 yards in the Super Bowl. And, dude, he is just on a mission. And I think we understate things when we bring the quarterbacks into it. How in the world is that defense going to keep him contained, okay? We win by having zero turnovers and getting turnovers. This playoffs, again, we're plus 10 in turnovers. We win because our defense makes every offense fight for every single yard they get. We win by our defense doing what they do best. Hugh says it all the time. We know our defense is not a luxury. It is a necessity. And men,
he's been saying it all year. It's his thing. That's his thing.
That kind of switching around, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm glad you're agreeing with me. I'm going to leave you with this on the way out the door. Men, it's hump day. We're riding the D. Let's go.
going deep with the D.
Good call, Chris.
Ride the D on the Wednesday, huh?
Well, the team's been riding it all year. I mean, like, that's let's be real about it.
Ride the D on the Wednesday.
I can't wait for you to not be prepared as Thursday and Friday. Everyone's just saying it on the air over and over.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to be like, ride the D. But at least we'll be in Philly and people will understand more. But just saying it out here at Radio Row.
You got to be proud of it. This is how this team got here. They rode the D all the way here, Hugh. I mean, that's exactly how they got here. We know this.
Run with that, huh?
215-592-9494.
Keep that going.
Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, man?
Will.
I'm good. A little sleepy. I'm cool. Gonna get
hey,
yeah,
hey, Hugh, I saw you on 29, bro. You
man,
like,
no, they had me out past my like bedtime, that. Man. Hey, right. They don't respect my boundaries. They don't respect my grownness. I don't appreciate that.
What time did you go to bed? 12?
About 2:30.
2:30? Oh, I'd be dragging too. Uh-oh.
They don't respect me.
Hey, you went got lit, but you know what? I just think Jalen needs to just be Jalen, man. Like he's been doing all season. Being mistake-free. You know,
let the game
the
come to him, man.
This
let
is the Super Bowl. This isn't Week 9 against the Jaguars.
No,
this is the Super Bowl.
Let the game come to him, Joe.
Come on.
Leave that man alone.
Listen, y'all worry too much, man. This is the thing. There's more pressure on them. You know what I'm saying? Let them take all the pressure. What we got to do is just go ahead and knock they loose, okay? The thing is, what I know about Saquon, and see, this is the biggest factor. You know how long Saquon been waiting for this moment?
His whole life. His whole life, Will.
You know what I'm saying? So he already know. Listen, when all fails, he's going all the way in. He's giving everything he got. And so is the rest of the team. We ain't got nothing to worry about with these Kansas City Chiefs, man. And I'm trying to tell you, man, they're going to try and do the same thing we did. We going to do to them. But it's going to backfire. You know why? Because we are mentally ready, man. And I've been saying this all season. That's what makes us a better team. We mentally tuned in from the first game until the last game. Okay, you want to give me the music early? Let's do it, baby, because I'm going to be doing this all week. And that's what Saquon is going to be doing all day Sunday, is running all over these teams. Because we're the best team in the league. We've been proving it. We're the worst hating. And guess what? We are public enemy number one. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to run all through these teams. We're going to throw all around them. And guess what our defense is going to do? We're going to stop them and knock them in the dirt. Because we are the best. And guess what? We will be the Super Bowl champions. Because we are E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, let's go!
Now we're talking, Will. Now we're talking. All right, there. Good phone call by Will. Yeah, I was wondering when the turn was going to come when people started asking for their music this week. It's happened.
Oh no, it's Wednesday. It's
today.
Hump day. It's time to get lathered up.
It is. It's time. All right, 215-592.
Get lathered up. And ride the D.
94-94.
Oh my goodness.
We'll get to
hey, it's y'all fault. Y'all should see. That's why I should let me go to bed at night. That's
well, that's on you. That's on you.
That's why we need my rest.
We'll get to more of your phone calls on the other side. Do the Eagles need Hurts to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe yes. Hugh doesn't believe so. Lowering the bar for Jalen before the Super Bowl.
You guys are
unbelievable. All right. Are you with me on this, or are you riding the D with Hugh? More on that next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show live from Radio Row on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
You should.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Well, I love that mentality at the end. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zerr, the voice there of Seth Joyner, who will join us coming up at 11 a.m. We got some great guests today. Seth Joyner is going to join the show. Later on, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network.
Wolf. Former,
you know, she used to be with us here at WIP.
Yeah,
she will join the show later on. How about Football Guy Hour in the last hour of the show, Hugh? We're going to have Greg Olsen and Elliot Shore Parks.
I mean,
is there
Greg.
Any two bigger football guys than
no,
that?
No, not at all, man. I just saw Greg Olsen. He walking like he about 50. So, you know, the NFL has taken its toll.
He played a long time.
But it's like, dude, you know, it's funny. I know I walk funny. But it's weird to see younger guys that walk with that, you know, with the hunched over old man walk.
Maybe he was out to 2:30 like you last night.
Maybe he was.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe so. A lot of people, though, are just lowering the bar for Jalen.
Lowered expectations.
Expecting the defense to carry the day again. All right, let's hear Amina Kimes, ESPN, talking about the difference between this year's defense and the one 2 years ago that played the Chiefs.
Looking at that defense, the thing that jumps out is how much pressure they got, right? That pass rush had so many sacks, and they're arguably the best four-man rush in the NFL. This defense, however, is more complete. And there's a stat that I think captures that, which is how they rank across the league in EPA per play when they don't get pressure. So back in 2022, when that defense didn't get pressure, they were 24th. This year, not only are they the best defense in the NFL in EPA per play, they are the only defense league-wide with negative EPA per play when they don't get pressure on the quarterback. And what I think that reflects, guys, is the complete transformation of this back seven. They are fast. They are physical. They are disciplined. They don't bust coverage. They arrive at the football and they limit yards after the catch. And I would argue this defense, this transformed secondary linebacker group, is actually a better matchup for this version of the Chiefs offense that leans on yards after the catch. So I think this whole transformation from 2022 to now actually works in their favor for this Super Bowl.
What's interesting, Amina Kimes, ESPN. What's interesting?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I've been saying I don't need next gen stats. I've been saying that all year.
It's an eye test, right there.
That's eye test.
That's football guy.
But no,
test.
No, she took it to the next level, though. Shout out to her for that, though. That was a deep dive.
What's interesting, the way she broke it down is and she's right. 2 years ago, Hugh, they had 70 sacks, but when they didn't get pressure, they got cooked. Good quarterbacks cook them.
Yeah.
This team, they're obviously better when they get pressure, but they're not bad even when the pressure's not getting. Their secondary's so good.
They give you the opportunity to get cover sacks. That's the thing that we talked about earlier. Remember I said that when CJGJ went out
against the Commanders,
Commodores game, the communication broke down.
Yep.
And that's where you were able to make mistakes. This game, especially at this time of year, is about who makes the least amount of mistakes, man. And Patrick Mahomes is the type of quarterback. He's patient. He's not going to get overwhelmed. He's not going to get rattled. He's just going to wait for that one moment. And when that one moment presents itself where he can make a play that's going to hurt you bad, that's where it usually happens, man. Because thinking back to that defense of game against San Francisco last year, it was a back-and-forth affair for a long time. And then all of a sudden you saw breakdowns in communication. You saw breakdowns and pass protection.
And less explosive plays.
But that's what this game is, man. That's why it's important. Can't stress it enough, man. Got to stay with the running game, even if it feels like it's not paying dividends. Got to stay with the running game because they're geared to stop it. But they're not going to be able to stop it all the time. And those are the gash plays that you have to have.
215-592-9494. Let's go to your phone calls here. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe he does. And it doesn't mean he's then better than Mahomes. Like we see this. I mean, it's one game. We've seen in one game samples the second best quarterback in the game has the best game and plays well and outplays the other guy. And every time Mahomes is lost in the playoffs, it's very rare. It's only three times. The other quarterback has had better moments, especially late, whether it was Brady twice or Burrow. I think we need that out of Jalen on Sunday. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Hopefully, you guys can get to the Bourbon House before you leave. It's a fantastic place on Bourbon Street, and I'm not an oyster guy, but they have roasted oysters there with lump crab meat on top of them that are absolutely out of this world. So.
Yeah, D-Gub been trying to get me to do some char-grilled oysters or something.
You do that?
No.
You know,
I'll probably get a po' boy.
I'm not an oyster guy, but when they're done like that, they actually are really tasty.
No, I tell you what, man. I was telling Joe yesterday, you'll be proud of me. I came all the way to New Orleans to get some chicken.
Chicken?
Fried.
Was it good?
It was all right.
All right, yeah.
But it's like.
You got to get a po' boy.
But you know what's funny? When you come to New Orleans, the first thing that I get is some chicken.
You can get chicken anywhere.
Yeah, that's, you know. Yeah, I'm going to get a po' boy.
You got to get a po' boy for me. Yeah, or the oysters, like Ken's saying. Go ahead, Ken.
So Joe, you've been planting your flag on this hill for about 8 weeks now, and I give you credit because, you know, you will not move off a point even when everything proves you wrong. You would rather be consistent than be right. Listen, all Jalen Hurts has to do is what Jalen Hurts has done all year long, which is, even when he's played, you know, quote unquote, badly, like the Carolina game, Jalen Hurts makes four or five plays every game that they don't win the game without. It's as really simple as this. And Chris from Middletown, I give him credit because he proved the axiom of the blind squirrel and the acorn today. If this football team does not turn the football over, they cannot lose, period. And that's all they need Jalen Hurts to do is do what Jalen Hurts does, which is not turn the football over. Make the plays when they're there to be made, and he needs to make them. And otherwise, do what they do, because they can. Nobody can stop this team from running the football when this team decides they want to run the football. And when I see, you know, nine guys down in the box, when I see extra bodies down there, that just tells me Saquon's getting ready to hit another one of these 60-yard touchdowns, because half of his house calls from 60 yards plus this year have been when teams have been devoting an extra guy to the box. He invariably outruns the angle, and then there is nobody left to try and stop him, and he goes straight to the house. So go ahead, bring them all. Put them all in there, because he gets past that second level. He gets past those backers. He outruns that safety who can't get to him on the angle because he just blows up angles with his speed, and it is nothing but smooth sail into the end zone. I'm telling you, they don't turn the football over. Not only are they going to win this game, they're going to win this game comfortably. They
I love to hear that.
And better than this team.
There is a path there, Ken. I mean, Ken, we appreciate it. They're the best roster. I mean, that when you have the better team, Hugh, there's a path to, if you play your best football, you can dominate. Now,
yeah.
Mahomes and Reed are going to make it really hard, and Mahomes has a knack for coming back in games. But if they play their best football, they could jump on them.
This is not rocket science to me. And I know that over the next couple of days, we're going to complicate this to the point where we're going to be tired of talking about it. But the bottom line is this, Joe. We are, across the board, we are the better talented team, save the coach and the quarterback. Mm. We're the better talented team. Now, the quarterback is known for doing extraordinary things. No question about that. I'm not taking anything away from his greatness and what he's accomplished thus far in his career. But the bottom line is this. If we, with the talent that we've amassed, play mistake-free football, that's first and foremost, and we stick to the formula that got us here, and we get the hands, we get the balls in the hands of the playmakers, we will come out on top of this. Now, it's not going to be that blowout that everybody's anticipating, but it is going to be a decisive win for us. That's the only thing that matters, man. We tend to, especially as we get close to the game, you know, because I've had this happen a lot. People are drawing up schemes and drawing up game plans and trying to be crafty and all. That's when you get beat. Do what got you. That's what what they say, the devil that brought you here.
Mm.
Or, no, the date that brought you. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
We're following. Yeah, we're trying.
But it's that's what we have to do. We have stellar defense. We have playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Get them the football. Don't try to be so creative. You know who was trying to be creative and shot themselves in the foot?
Who's
Detroit
that?
Lions? Remember?
Well, Ben Johnson,
we're going back to the
play. Yeah, I don't want to do that stuff.
We got the dude humping the ground in the end zone.
Oh, Jameson Williams.
Oh, then he's throwing picks. Come on, man.
Yeah,
Let's get back to the basics.
Maybe
man.
Don't trust with the game on the line the guy that was humping the ground
just
2 hours
before.
Get back
to the basics.
That
man.
Feels pretty smart. 215-592-9494. So something is striking me as we have this conversation. And I went back. I'm trying to find it here to see if I could find some sort of article or clip of a show. I feel like this is what people said before Mahomes' Super Bowl against Jimmy Garoppolo, against Brock Purdy, even against Hurts last time. We have the better team. You don't have to outplay the other quarterback. You kind of do to
Jimmy
be.
And you know what? Speaking of that Jimmy Garoppolo
Jimmy G.
game, they were up at
and,
the half.
And he missed the throw
and
at the end.
And guess who got conservative? That's more on the coach than anything.
But Garoppolo missed the pass. No, he hits the pass, they win.
They were up like at least two scores in that game,
They were
correct?
Up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They got conservative. That was more on the coach. Yeah, you're right. Jimmy G, they had Jimmy G in his comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to get him out of his comfort zone. They tried to ask him to do more than he needed to do. Or he was able to do.
He missed a deep shot down the field.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Stay within your comfort zone. Because they were running the ball well in that first game. And they were up. And they got away from it because they got cute. Don't get cute, man. Don't get cute.
I just feel we're going to need Jalen to play a great football game to win. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, so, Tom. What's up?
Joe, I'm going to agree with you. And I'm going to lay it out why. We have five playmakers on this team if everything is gelling. And if everything is gelling, you can't stop five of these guys. And I'm going to say Saquon, number one. He doesn't need Jalen's help. Okay, he needs the line help. He's going to do it himself. But I'm going to say A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Jalen Hurts complete the five playmakers. Jalen's going to have to play an exceptional game to utilize all those weapons. Okay, it's not just going to be handed to him. Like, he's got to play above average. Okay, I'm not going to say he's got to play the greatest game of his life, but he's going to have to play above average to utilize all those talents. Saquon could do it with the line and just hand him the ball and let him make things happen. But everything else has to come down to Jalen getting them the ball on time, quickly, and effectively without turning the ball over.
And a lot. I mean, like, and there's going to be volume to this because if the game's going to be in the upper 20s, it's not like they could just score 17 and get out of here with a win. We're going to have to score some points.
Right. Now, I like it like this. Like, you could layer this team and really separate this defense. I mean, you could put A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert in short yard passes because they're good for yaks. And then you open up with Devontae Smith down, breaking free because he's very hard to cover one-on-one, downfield. So we could layer this and really do it, but Jalen's going to have to be effective for this to happen.
Well, there's no doubt. Yeah, and Tom, there's also probably going to be a moment late in the game, in the fourth quarter, where the game is in Jalen Hurts' hand. Like, that happened last year, and Purdy screwed it up. And, Tom, we appreciate it. When I say this, I don't just mean from quarter one to quarter four, every play, every possession. They're going to run the ball a lot. We know what the Eagles are going to do. I just envision the fourth quarter, they're either up four or down four, and they're trying to either seal the game or they're trying to win the game. They're coming at him with a blitz. How he handles it is probably the Super Bowl.
And maybe I'm caught up or caught on what we feel the situation has to look like for Jalen to have success. I feel like people are talking about when they talk about Jalen has to be lights out. We're talking about 30-some pass attempts in this game. It's not what got us here. Now, I understand as the game ebb and flows, and if it gets out of hand, which I don't think that's going
to
be the
then
case.
Then you might have to throw
then
more.
You might have to do that. But that's not what's got us here, people. Every week I try to sit here, and I'm chastising y'all today because I ain't had no sleep. So you got to bear with this.
On Edge Douglas.
Every week I try to tell y'all how this thing is going to go, and every week y'all don't hear nothing I have to say.
Oh, wait a second.
I am tired of trying to educate and school you. You young Thundercats
hold on. Are you bringing I Told You So Douglas to Radio Row?
And High Horse Douglas.
Oh, no.
High Horse Douglas.
There's not enough spots here for all these Hughes.
But all I'm saying is this. We, all of a sudden, Jalen, we have won games and put ourselves in this position to be successful. Then all of a sudden.
This is Super Bowl.
Let me finish. Then all of a sudden, we want to go in the game and say, hey, Jalen. We want you to throw 35 times and win. No.
This is the big leagues now.
Run the ball.
They're going up against Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh. Mahomes, where's the last tackle Mahomes made? That's the defense's problem.
Mahomes, right, Shmoes.
Oh, now we've done it. Now we're just poking the bear this morning.
See, now, okay. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But we talk about Patrick Mahomes. Dude, let that defense do their job. That Patrick Mahomes is their problem.
So you're saying
what our problem is?
So you're saying Jalen doesn't have to be great unless he has to be great.
No, what
that's what it sounds
this.
Like.
What I'm saying is this. Do you like our matchups? Do you like the who do the matchups favor in the passing game? Our corners or their corners?
You mean their receivers?
Yeah, well, no, yeah. I'm saying who has the better receivers?
Oh, us.
Let me say that simplified. I feel that the matchups with their corners and our receivers, I like that matchup.
I agree.
One-on-one on the outside.
They're pretty good, but ours are really good.
Because their defensive line is good. Karloftis is good.
Chris Jones is great.
Is good. Yeah. That's going to be the deciding factor right there. But if we can work that line and get Saquon in the secondary, I like our chances. Defense, let them do what they've been doing all year long, man. Patrick Mahomes is their problem. And one thing that they've done all year long that I do not see being a problem this game is communication. As long as that communication is sound like it has been all year long, they're going to do their job. They're probably not – but we used to win games like this, Joe, give you a little insight. Hey, he going to get his. Just don't let him get it all. That's it. Patrick Mahomes, you go in a game and say, hey, man, Patrick Mahomes is going to get his. But don't let him be that guy that beats us. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. So I understand all that. And I think the defense will play well enough in this game. And they're not going to get lit up.
And you better
they're
going to
play well.
They better be ready. Like, they're going to try to give us a heavy dose of Pacheco. He's going to get the rock.
I go back. There's something about this that reminds me of last year. Because McCaffrey last year was having the Saquon season this year, right? It was the equivalent. And McCaffrey had a good Super Bowl last year. He had 30 touches for 160 yards and a touchdown. Yet the game still came down to Purdy. Like, it always comes down to the quarterback in these big games, and especially if it's close, right? The Eagles played the Commanders. They blew them out. It didn't matter. This is probably going to be closer than that, even though there's a path for the Eagles. Probably going to be closer. I just feel like Jalen's going to have to play really, really well at some point to win this game.
Jalen is going to have to not turn the ball over. That's all Jalen has to do.
No, he's going to have to. If they blitz a 3rd and 7, last drive of the game, we're down 4. We're not going to sit there and say, don't turn it over. He's got to make the play.
No, Joe. What I'm saying is this. When you say Jalen, because I feel like we're saying the same thing. Let me say that first. But I feel like you're thinking in your mind, and I don't want to put words in your head, but it has to be something extraordinary, spectacular. I don't see it that way. I see Jalen move to the left or the right and just dump the ball off to AJ and let AJ do his thing. That's kind of how I look at it.
Let me give you a basketball comp quickly, because I mentioned the Jordan thing and going against Barkley and all that. Not every time when you watch an NBA game is 25 points the same 25 points, right? Like, sometimes a bad player could score 25. Sometimes it's garbage time. Sometimes in the last moment you have 22, and then you need to make a 3 to win the game, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I'm thinking about.
His three.
Yeah, the 3 at the end to win the game. And so I envision there's a chance the Eagles are up 4 trying to steal the game or down 4 trying to win the game. 4th quarter, 4 minutes to go. Remember 2 weeks ago against the Rams, they tried to throw to seal the game, and he got sacked, and then they had to punt it back. They got to complete the first down, not give the ball back to Mahomes. Or if they're down, obviously they got to go score. In that moment, that's where I need him to be great.
To me, that could be a handoff. That could be
3rd and 7.
It could be a handoff, and it could be
because
we're talking hypothetical. We're just workshopping this thing. It could be a slant pass.
Sure.
That could be something quick.
Got to get it out of your hand and complete it.
I think he could – like to me, those moments are nothing that he hasn't done before. So that's why I'm not – when you say it to me and I think about that, I don't feel like, I don't feel like Monday's conversation is going to be, you see that dime that Jalen threw? I don't think it's going to be that. I think because we've been so conditioned to see Patrick Mahomes when he's made the no-look passes and all the other stuff. That, to me, even him in the game last year, that wasn't the play that stuck out to me. To me, this play that stuck out was the run play late in the game when he pulled it down and ran it.
Well, you know what? By the way, with Jalen, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't need a highlight for 20 years of him throwing a dime. Convert the first down. Score the points. I mean, I don't care if he runs it for that.
I feel like people feel that when we talk about this, it's Jalen against Patrick. To a certain extent, I get where people are coming from.
Because sometimes it comes down to a very few amount of plays with those two.
But it's Jalen against Jalen.
Well, it's also Jalen against Steve Spagnuolo and Chris Jones.
Well, it's Jalen against Jalen because here – this is – and I'm going to make it as simple as possible. This game is a game of confusion. This game is where I'm going to try to make you make as many mistakes as I possibly can to increase my chances to win the game. You know, so that's how I look at this game. And if Jalen's not making a whole bunch of mistakes, then we have a tremendous chance of winning this football.
Well, we talked yesterday about the possessions, and it's probably going to be limited. There's not going to be a huge amount of possessions. So, yeah, I mean, if either team has turnovers, it could swing the whole game very, very quickly. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. Live on Radio Row in New Orleans, our third show this week, and we got some great guests today. So Seth Joyner is going to join us at 11 o'clock hour. Later on, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network, Greg Olson, Fox NFL broadcaster, one of the best out there calling games. And, of course, football guy Elliot Shore Parks as well. He's been with us every day this week. He's all over the place, Elliot.
He's blowing up.
He's in the city. He's covering the team. I think he stayed at Radio Row last night to do an hour with TK and Devin last night. Elliot is everywhere. He'll join us later in the show.
215. Elliot's an idiot.
Yeah, sometimes. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe so. Hugh doesn't. Where do you guys come down? Seth next. All your phone calls as well, live in New Orleans at Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Hatfield Bacon, the MVP of your big game party. You'll score big with recipes made with Hatfield Bacon. Let me tell you about some of these wonderful recipes at Hatfield. You got bacon-wrapped tater tots. You got Bourbon Street Bacon Pub Mix. I don't know what that is, but that sounds pretty good. You got Bacon Ranch Cheese Pinwheels. I have an idea what that looks like. That sounds pretty tasty. You can't complain. Bacon Nachos, Bacon Pizza. Now that is a Philadelphia championship lineup right there, people. And with so much variety like maple brown sugar and hardwood smoked bacon, you're guaranteed to dominate the flavor game. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
I do not give a rat's ass about Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Amen.
I really don't.
You should.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that I'm taking them lightly, or I'm not saying that I disrespect them. I do not care about them. You understand what I'm saying? And when you play football, that has to be your mentality. If you go out there with any kind of apprehension about how great that guy is, I don't care how great Patrick Mahomes is. I'm trying to hurt him today.
Well, I love that mentality at the end. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zerr, the voice there of Seth Joyner, who will join us coming up at 11 a.m. We got some great guests today. Seth Joyner is going to join the show. Later on, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network.
Wolf. Former,
you know, she used to be with us here at WIP.
Yeah, she
will join the show later on.
Up.
How about Football Guy Hour in the last hour of the show, Hugh? We're going to have Greg Olson and Elliot Shore Parks.
I mean,
is there
Greg.
Any two bigger football guys than
no,
that?
No, not at all, man. I just saw Greg Olson. He walking like he about 50. So, you know, the NFL has taken its toll.
He played a long time.
He played a long time. But it's like, dude, you know, it's funny. I know I walk funny. But it's weird to see younger guys that walk with that, you know, with the hunched over old man walk.
Maybe he was out to 2:30 like he last night.
Maybe he was.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe so. A lot of people, though, are just lowering the bar for Jalen.
Expectations.
Expecting the defense to carry the day again. All right, let's hear Amina Kimes, ESPN, talking about the difference between this year's defense and the one 2 years ago that played the Chiefs.
Looking at that defense, the thing that jumps out is how much pressure they got, right? That pass rush had so many sacks, and they're arguably the best four-man rush in the NFL. This defense, however, is more complete. And there's a stat that I think captures that, which is how they rank across the league in EPA per play when they don't get pressure. So back in 2022, when that defense didn't get pressure, they were 24th. This year, not only are they the best defense in the NFL in EPA per play, they are the only defense league-wide with negative EPA per play when they don't get pressure on the quarterback. And what I think that reflects, guys, is the complete transformation of this back seven. They are fast. They are physical. They are disciplined. They don't bust coverage. They arrive at the football and they limit yards after the catch. And I would argue this defense, this transformed secondary linebacker group, is actually a better matchup for this version of the Chiefs offense that leans on yards after the catch. So I think this whole transformation from 2022 to now actually works in their favor for this Super Bowl.
What's interesting, Amina Kimes, ESPN. What's interesting?
No, I'm just saying. I've been saying I don't need next gen stats. I've been saying that all year.
It's eye test, right there.
That's the eye test.
That's football guy.
No, she took it to the next level, though. Shout out to her for that, though. That was a deep dive.
What's interesting, the way she broke it down, is like, and she's right. 2 years ago, Hugh, they had 70 sacks, but when they didn't get pressure, they got cooked. Good quarterbacks cook them.
Yeah.
This team, they're obviously better when they get pressure, but they're not bad even when the pressure's not getting. Their secondary is so good.
They give you the opportunity to get cover sacks. That's the thing that we talked about earlier. Remember I said that when CJ GJ went out
against the Commanders,
Commodores game, the communication broke down.
Yep.
And that's where you were able to make mistakes. This game, especially at this time of year, is about who makes the least amount of mistakes, man. And Patrick Mahomes is the type of quarterback. He's patient. He's not going to get overwhelmed. He's not going to get rattled. He's just going to wait for that one moment. And when that one moment presents itself where he can make a play that's going to hurt you bad, that's where it usually happens, man. Because thinking back to that defense of game against San Francisco last year, it was a back-and-forth affair for a long time. And then all of a sudden you saw breakdowns in communication. You saw breakdowns and pass protection.
And less explosive plays.
But that's what this game is, man. That's why it's important. Can't stress it enough, man. Got to stay with the running game, even if it feels like it's not paying dividends. Got to stay with the running game because they're geared to stop it. But they're not going to be able to stop it all the time. And those are the gash plays that you have to have.
215-592-9494. Let's go to your phone calls here. Does Jalen Hurts need to be the best quarterback on the field Sunday? I believe he does. And it doesn't mean he's then better than Mahomes. Like we see this. I mean, it's one game. We've seen in one game samples the second best quarterback in the game has the best game and plays well and outplays the other guy. And every time Mahomes is lost in the playoffs, it's very rare. It's only three times. The other quarterback has had better moments, especially late, whether it was Brady twice or Burrow. I think we need that out of Jalen on Sunday. Let's talk to Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken.
Hopefully, you guys can get to the Bourbon House before you leave. It's a fantastic place on Bourbon Street, and I'm not an oyster guy, but they have roasted oysters there with lump crab meat on top of them that are absolutely out of this world.
So. Yeah, D-Gum been trying to get me to do some char-grilled oysters or something.
You do that?
No.
You know,
I'll probably get a po' boy.
I'm not an oyster guy, but when they're done like that, they actually are really tasty.
No, I tell you what, man. I was telling Joe yesterday, you'll be proud of me. I came all the way to New Orleans to get some chicken.
Chicken?
Fried.
Was it good?
It was all right.
All right, yeah.
But it's like.
You got to get a po' boy.
But you know what's funny? When you come to New Orleans, the first thing that I get is some chicken.
You can get chicken anywhere.
Yeah, that's, you know. Yeah, I'm going to get a po' boy.
You got to get a po' boy for me. Yeah, or the oysters, like Ken's saying. Go ahead, Ken.
So, Joe, you've been planting your flag on this hill for about 8 weeks now, and I give you credit because, you know, you will not move off a point even when everything proves you wrong. You would rather be consistent than be right. Listen, all Jalen Hurts has to do is what Jalen Hurts has done all year long, which is, even when he's played, you know, quote-unquote badly, like the Carolina game, Jalen Hurts makes four or five plays every game that they don't win the game without. It's as really simple as this, and Chris from Middletown, I give him credit because he proved the axiom of the blind squirrel and the acorn today. If this football team does not turn the football over, they cannot lose, period. And that's all they need Jalen Hurts to do, is do what Jalen Hurts does, which is not turn the football over, make the plays when they're there to be made, and he needs to make them. And otherwise do what they do, because nobody can stop this team from running the football when this team decides they want to run the football. And when I see, you know, nine guys down in the box, when I see extra bodies down there, that just tells me Saquon's getting ready to hit another one of these 60-yard touchdowns, because half of his house calls from 60 yards plus this year have been when teams have been devoting an extra guy to the box. He invariably outruns the angle, and then there is nobody left to try and stop him, and he goes straight to the house. So go ahead, bring them all. Put them all in there, because he gets past that second level. He gets past those backers. He outruns that safety who can't get to him on the angle because he just blows up angles with his speed, and it is nothing but smooth sailing to the end zone. I'm telling you, they don't turn the football over. Not only are they going to win this game, they're going to win this game comfortably.
I love to hear that.
And much better than this team.
There is a path there, Ken. I mean, Ken, we appreciate it. They're the best roster. I mean, that when you have the better team, Hugh, there's a path to, if you play your best football, you can dominate. Now,
yeah.
Mahomes and Reed are going to make it really hard, and Mahomes has a knack for coming back in games. But if they play their best football, they could jump on them.
This is not rocket science to me. And I know that over the next couple of days, we're going to complicate this to the point where we're going to be tired of talking about it. But the bottom line is this, Joe. We are, across the board, we are the better talented team, save the coach and the quarterback. Mm. We're the better talented team. Now, the quarterback is known for doing extraordinary things, no question about that. I'm not taking anything away from his greatness and what he's accomplished thus far in his career. But the bottom line is this. If we, with the talent that we've amassed, play mistake-free football, that's first and foremost, and we stick to the formula that got us here, and we get the hands, we get the balls in the hands of the playmakers, we will come out on top of this. Now, it's not going to be that blowout that everybody's anticipating, but it is going to be a decisive win for us. That's the only thing that matters, man. We tend to, especially as we get close to the game, you know, because I've had this happen a lot. People are drawing up schemes and drawing up game plans and trying to be crafty and all. That's when you get beat. Do what got you. That's what the what they say, the devil that brought you here.
Mm.
Or, no, the date that brought you. Something like that. You know what I'm talking about.
We all. We're following. Yeah. Yeah, we're trying.
But it's that's what we have to do. We have stellar defense. We have playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. Get them the football. Don't try to be so creative. You know who was trying to be creative and shot themselves in the foot?
Who's
the Detroit
that?
Lions? Remember?
Well, Ben Johnson,
back,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going back to the
I don't want to do that stuff.
We got the dude humping the ground in the end zone.
Oh, Jameson Williams.
Oh, then he throwing picks. Come on, man.
Yeah,
just get back to the basics.
Maybe
man.
Don't trust with the game on the line the guy that was humping the ground 2 hours before.
Back to the basics.
That
man.
Feels pretty smart. 215-592-9494. So something is striking me as we have this conversation. And I went back. I'm trying to find it here to see if I could find some sort of article or clip of a show. I feel like this is what people said before Mahomes' Super Bowl against Jimmy Garoppolo, against Brock Purdy, even against Hurts last time. We have the better team. You don't have to outplay the other quarterback. You kind of do to
Jimmy
be.
And you know what? Speaking of that Jimmy Garoppolo game, they were up at
the
half.
And he missed the throw
and
at the end.
Guess who got conservative? That's more on the coach than anything.
But Garoppolo missed the pass. No, he hits the pass, they win.
They were up like at least two scores in that game.
They were
correct?
Up 10 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. They got conservative. That was more on the coach. Yeah, you're right. Jimmy G, they had Jimmy G in his comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to get him out of his comfort zone. They tried to ask him to do more than he needed to do. Or he was able to do.
He missed a deep shot down the field.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Stay within your comfort zone. Because they were running the ball well in that first game. And they were up. And they got away from it because they got cute. Don't get cute, man. Don't get cute.
I just feel we're going to need Jalen to play a great football game to win. 215-592-9494. Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's Tom. Up? What's up?
Joe, I'm going to agree with you. And I'm going to lay it out why. We have five playmakers on this team if everything is gelling. And if everything is gelling, you can't stop five of these guys. And I'm going to say Saquon, number one. He doesn't need Jalen's help. Okay, he needs the line help. He's going to do it himself. But I'm going to say A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and Jalen Hurts complete the five playmakers. Jalen's going to have to play an exceptional game to utilize all those weapons. Okay, it's not just going to be handed to him. Like, he's got to play above average. Okay, I'm not going to say he's got to play the greatest game of his life, but he's going to have to play above average to utilize all those talents. Saquon could do it with the line and just hand him the ball and let him make things happen. But everything else has to come down to Jalen getting them the ball on time, quickly, and effectively without turning the ball over.
And a lot. I mean, like, and there's going to be volume to this because if the game's going to be in the upper 20s, it's not like they could just score 17 and get out of here with a win. We're going to have to score some points.
Right. Now, I like it like this. Like, you could layer this team and really separate this defense. I mean, you could put A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert in short yard passes because they're good for yaks. And then you open up with Devontae Smith down, breaking free because he's very hard to cover one-on-one, downfield. So, we could layer this and really do it, but Jalen's going to have to be effective for this to happen.
Well, there's no doubt. Yeah, and Tom, there's also probably going to be a moment late in the game, in the fourth quarter, where the game is in Jalen Hurts' hand. Like, that happened last year, and Purdy screwed it up. And, Tom, we appreciate it. When I say this, I don't just mean from quarter one to quarter four, every play, every possession. They're going to run the ball a lot. We know what the Eagles are going to do. I just envision the fourth quarter. They're either up four or down four, and they're trying to either seal the game or they're trying to win the game. They're coming at him with a blitz. How he handles it is probably the Super Bowl.
And maybe I'm caught up or caught on what we feel the situation has to look like for Jalen to have success. I feel like people are talking about when they talk about Jalen has to be lights out. We're talking about 30-some pass attempts in this game. It's not what got us here. Now, I understand as the game ebb and flows, and if it gets out of hand, which I don't think that's going
to
be the
then
case.
Then you might have to throw
then
more,
you yeah. might have to do that. But that's not what's got us here, people. Every week I try to sit here, and I'm chastising y'all today because I ain't had no sleep. So you got to bear with this.
But
every
week on Edge Douglas.
Yeah. Every week I try to tell y'all how this thing is going to go, and every week y'all don't hear nothing I have to say.
Oh, wait a second.
I am tired of trying to educate and school you. You young Thundercats
hold on. Are you bringing I Told You So Douglas to Radio Row?
And High Horse Douglas.
Oh, no.
High Horse Douglas.
There's not enough spots here for all these Hughes.
But all I'm saying is this. We, all of a sudden, Jalen, we have won games and put ourselves in this position to be successful. Then all of a sudden.
This is Super Bowl.
Let me finish. Then all of a sudden, we want to go in the game and say, hey, Jalen. We want you to throw 35 times and win. No.
This is the big leagues now.
Run the ball.
They're going up against Mahomes.
Oh, my gosh. Mahomes, where's the last tackle Mahomes made? That's the defense's problem.
Mahomes, Shishmomes.
Oh, now we've done it. Now we're poking the bear this morning.
See, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. But we talk about Patrick Mahomes. Dude, let that defense do their job. That Patrick Mahomes is their problem.
So you're saying
our problem is?
So you're saying Jalen doesn't have to be great unless he has to be great?
No, what I'm saying
is this. That's what it sounds like.
What I'm saying is this. Do you like our matchups? Do you like the who do the matchups favor in the passing game? Our corners or their corners?
You mean their receivers?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah, I'm saying who has the better receivers?
Oh, us.
Let me say that simplified. I feel that the matchups with their corners and our receivers, I like that matchup.
I agree.
One-on-one on the outside.
They're pretty good, but ours are really good. Yeah.
Their defensive line is good. Karloftis is good.
Chris Jones is great.
Is good. Yeah. That's going to be the deciding factor right there. But if we can work that line and get Saquon in the secondary, I like our chances. Defense, let them do what they've been doing all year long. Man, Patrick Mahomes is their problem. And one thing that they've done all year long that I do not see being a problem this game is communication. As long as that communication is sound like it has been all year long, they're going to do their job. They're probably not – we used to win games like this, Joe, give you a little insight. Hey, he going to get his. Just don't let him get it all. That's it. Patrick Mahomes, you go in the game and say, hey, man, Patrick Mahomes is going to get his, but don't let him be that guy that beats us. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you. So I understand all that. And I think the defense will play well enough in this game. I mean, they're not going to get lit up.
And you better
they're
going to
play well.
They better be ready. Like, they're going to try to give us a heavy dose of Pacheco. He's going to get the rock.
I go back. There's something about that reminds me of last year. Because McCaffrey last year was having the Saquon season this year, right? It was the equivalent. And McCaffrey had a good Super Bowl last year. He had 30 touches for 160 yards and a touchdown. Yet the game still came down to Purdy. Like, it always comes down to the quarterback in these big games. And especially if it's close, right? The Eagles played the Commanders. They blew them out. It didn't matter. This is probably going to be closer than that, even though there's a path for the Eagles. Probably going to be closer. I just feel like Jalen's going to have to play really, really well at some point
Jalen's
to win this game.
Jalen is going to have to not turn the ball over. That's all Jalen has to do.
No, he's going to have to. If they blitz a 3rd-and-7, last drive of the game, we're down 4. We're not going to just sit there and say, don't turn it over. He's got to make the play.
No, Joe, what I'm saying is this. When you say Jalen, because I feel like we're saying the same thing. Let me say that first. But I feel like you're thinking in your mind, and I don't want to put words in here, but it has to be something extraordinary, spectacular. I don't see it that way. I see Jalen move to the left or the right and just dump the ball off to AJ and let AJ do his thing. That's kind of how I look at it.
Let me give you a basketball comp quickly, because I mentioned the Jordan thing and going against Barkley and all that. Not every time when you watch an NBA game is 25 points the same 25 points, right? Like, sometimes a bad player could score 25. Sometimes it's garbage time. Sometimes in the last moment you have 22 and then you need to make a 3 to win the game, mm-hmm. right? And that's what I'm thinking about.
His three.
Yeah, the 3 at the end to win the game. And so I envision there's a chance the Eagles are up 4 trying to steal the game or down 4 trying to win the game. Fourth quarter, 4 minutes to go. Remember 2 weeks ago against the Rams, they tried to throw to seal the game and he got mm-hmm. sacked and then they had to punt it back? They got to complete the first down, not give the ball back to Mahomes. Or if they're down, obviously they got to go score. In that moment, that's where I need him to be great.
To me, that could be a handoff. That could be
3rd-and-7?
It could be a handoff, and it could be
because
the whole
I'm what just, could
just, we're talking hypothetical. We're just workshopping this thing. It could be a slant pass.
Sure,
that could be something quick.
Got to get out of your hand. I
think he could like to me. Those moments are nothing that he hasn't done before. So that's why I'm not when you say it to me, and I think about that. I don't feel like I don't feel like Monday's conversation is gonna be You see that dime that Jalen threw? I don't think it's going to be that. I think because we've been so conditioned to see Patrick Mahomes when he's made the no-look passes and all the other stuff. That, to me, even him in the game last year, that wasn't the play that stuck out to me. To me, this play that stuck out was the run play late in the game when he pulled it down and ran it.
Well, you know what? By the way, with Jalen, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't need a highlight for 20 years of him throwing a dime. Convert the first down. Score the points. I mean, I don't care if he runs it for that.
I feel like people feel that when we talk about this, it's Jalen against Patrick. To a certain extent, I get where people are coming from.
Because sometimes it comes down to a very few amount of plays with
but
those two.
It's Jalen against Jalen.
Well, it's also Jalen against Steve Spagnuolo and Chris
Jones.
Well,
it's Jalen against Jalen because here – this is – and I'm going to make it as simple as possible. This game is a game of confusion. This game is where I'm going to try to make you make as many mistakes as I possibly can to increase my chances to win the game. You know, so that's how I look at this game. And if Jalen's not making a whole bunch of mistakes, then we have a tremendous chance of winning this football.
Well, we talked yesterday about the possessions, and it's probably going to be limited. There's not going to be a huge amount of possessions. So, yeah, I mean, if either team has turnovers, it could swing the whole game very, very quickly. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. Live on Radio Row in New Orleans, our third show this week, and we got some great guests today. So Seth Joyner is going to join us at 11 o'clock hour. Later on, Colleen Wolf, NFL Network, Greg Olson, Fox NFL broadcaster, one of the best out there calling games. And, of course, football guy Elliot Shore Parks as well. He's been with us every day this week. He's all over the place, Elliot.
He's blowing up.
He's in the city. Like, he's covering the team.
He
stayed at Radio Row last night to do an hour with TK and Devin last night. Elliot is everywhere. He'll join us later in the show.
215.
Yeah, sometimes. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe so. Hugh doesn't. Where do you guys come down? Seth next. All your phone calls as well, live in New Orleans on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about Hatfield Bacon, the MVP of your big game party. You'll score big with recipes made with Hatfield Bacon. Let me tell you about some of these wonderful recipes at Hatfield. You got bacon-wrapped tater tots. You got Bourbon Street Bacon Pub Mix. I don't know what that is, but that sounds pretty good. You got Bacon Ranch Cheese Pinwheels. I have an idea what that looks like. That sounds pretty tasty. You can't complain. Bacon Nachos, Bacon Pizza. Now that is a Philadelphia championship lineup right there, people. And with so much variety like maple brown sugar and hardwood smoked bacon, you're guaranteed to dominate the flavor game. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.